Astraeus 8, a new framework for Lyman dollar alpha dollar emitters applied to different reionization scenarios, by Anne Hutter et al. We use the Astraeus framework to investigate how the visibility and spatial distribution of Lyman alpha, Li alpha, emitters, LAEs, during reionization is sensitive to a halo mass-dependent fraction of ionizing radiation escaping from the galactic environment, FESC, and the ionization topology. To this end, we consider the two physically plausible bracketing scenarios of FESC increasing and decreasing with rising halo mass. We derive the corresponding observed Li-alpha luminosities of galaxies for three different analytic Li-alpha line profiles and associated Li-alpha escape fraction, FESC-Li-alpha, models. Importantly, we introduce two novel analytic Li-alpha line profile models that describe the surrounding interstellar medium, ISM, as outflowing dusty gas clumps. They are based on parameterizing results from radiative transfer simulations, with one of them relating FESC caret Li alpha to FESC by assuming the ISM of being interspersed with low-density tunnels. Our key findings are: I, for outflowing clumps, the Li alpha line profile develops from a central to double peak profile as a galaxy's halo mass increases. E, LAEs are galaxies with MH is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 10 IMSUN located in overdense and highly ionized regions. E, for this reason, the spatial distribution of LAEs is primarily sensitive to the global ionization fraction and only weakly in second order to the ionization topology or a halo mass-dependent FESC. IV, furthermore, as the observed Li-alpha luminosity functions reflect the Li-alpha emission from more massive galaxies, there is a degeneracy between the FESC-dependent intrinsic Li-alpha luminosity and the Li-alpha attenuation by dust in the ISM if FESC does not exceed approximately 50%. This was Astraeus 8, a new framework for Lyman-dollar-alpha-dollar emitters applied to different reionization scenarios, by Anne Hutter et al.